With just a few days to go until World Youth Day gets underway in Madrid, Spain, organisers are busy preparing to host up to a million people. Plus, of course, Pope Benedict, who arrives there on August the 18th. Among those who are heading off from the United States in the coming days to be a part of this historic event is Franciscan friar Brother Tim Lamb, who is vocations director for the St. John the Baptist province in Cincinnati, Ohio. During the week-long gathering, he'll be meeting and speaking with many young people of different nationalities, sharing something of the spirituality of St. Francis and hoping to interest some of them at least in joining a branch of the Franciscan family. In preparation for these Youth Day celebrations, which get underway on August the 15th, he and a couple of his confreres will be walking part of the Camino to Santiago de Compostela, starting on the northern Spanish coast and completing 110 kilometres on foot before continuing on to Madrid at the end of the week. Ema McCarthy caught up with Brother Tim just before he left the US and talked to him about the challenges ahead.
Well, it's a small group. We're going mainly for the promotion of vocations. It's myself and my other vocation director, Father Don Miller. And we're bringing also with us two temporary professed friars, Brother Cliff and Brother Josh. Father Don Miller has been vocation director for about 7 years. Myself, I've been the last 2 years. Brothers Cliff and Joshua are in their second year of temporary vows, and they're presently studying for the priesthood.
It's quite an unusual combination, or perhaps an image to conjure up for our listeners, the image of Franciscan friars in your habits in the middle of World Youth Day, but not completely out of place, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, and we hope that our presence there it will just get the young people thinking about vocations, and then our being able to talk with the young folks that come around to where we'll be located will help just spread the news about, you know, our life, and also just the whole idea of that they're all called to a vocation. You know, as Blessed John Paul II told us, that we're all called to holiness, and it varies up as to what form that will take, whether it's priest or brother or sister or a married woman or a married man or a single person. So that's our message that we bring.
Now, before we get on to World Youth Day, perhaps let's just look a little bit about the Franciscan reality, about being a Franciscan friar. How would you introduce the person of a Franciscan friar, your vocation, your community, to young people perhaps who have never had any contact with the Franciscan order, wouldn't know what a friar is, and perhaps are even distanced from the church itself?
Right, and that's the kind of person we want to reach. You know, it's about talking, first of all, about the person of Francis of Assisi and his life and his call to rebuild the church as he was given that mission. And so that's part of our life, is to build up the body of Christ. And we do that in all different kinds of ways. Francis, when he got the call, thought he had to rebuild a church physically, and did three until he realized that God was calling him to build up the body of Christ. And so the order was founded. You know, we find ourselves in service to the poor and identifying with those that are pushed to the side in an accepting and loving way. We try to bring the love of God to each person, each person in each creation that God has made. So that's the basic approach that we would take, and our life hopefully will witness to that. We will be staying, you know, with the youth, and so, you know, that will be a witness as well. Part of our charism, too, is the care of creation and the whole ecological movement. It's certainly something that resonates within the Franciscan soul. We are mendicants, so, you know, we take the vow of poverty very seriously, and we try to live a simple life, but yet treasuring God's gifts to us. Brothers to the world, I think that sort of sums up how we live our life.
As you pointed out there, you are mendicants. You take the vow of poverty that was one of the central vows, was one of the added vows that Francis brought to the charism that he founded. How are you going to get from America to Spain and stay there in Madrid for a week among young people as poor as you are?
Well, you're just using our resources well. One thing that we're doing in preparation for World Youth Day is myself and Brothers Cliff and Josh will be walking the Camino Santiago de Compostela, doing that pilgrimage for vocations, not only for the vocations that we hope to talk about to the youth, but also in thanksgiving to God for our own vocations. So it is by getting our feet under the earth of Spain and walking this very hallowed path that friars have walked for, you know, centuries, we hope to prepare ourselves for World Youth Day. You know, and what's wonderful about that is that the people along those paths provide pilgrimage shelters for people at no charge, and so we'll be certainly taking advantage of that. And, you know, feeding ourselves as we can as we go along the way.
It really is bringing it back to the basics. This image of the Franciscan friars walking on foot, making a physical and spiritual pilgrimage on their way to World Youth Day. Let's speak then perhaps about your pastoral preparation, your spiritual preparation ahead of this.
Well, certainly praying for vocations. We have been recently just very blessed with an increase in vocations, which is a wonderful thing. And you know, thank God for all the prayers of the people of God for vocations. I think it has had an impact, at least we're seeing it. You know, one of the things that I have been looking at is studying the situation with the youth today in the world, well, in the United States. There's a study that I've been that's been fresh on my mind in preparation for World Youth Day, and it's called here in the States the National Study of Youth and Religion, and it has some really sobering statistics. One being that Catholic youth score next to last among all denominations in the U.S. for the ability to express their faith, knowledge of their faith, and attendance to religious services. So, you know, we're in a crisis, I think, and the youth are the future of the church. And so I think that it makes World Youth Day so critical in that not only those that attend, but those that watch or those that hear about the experiences of those that attend, this will have hopefully a real galvanizing, attention-grabbing effect on them, and that the Spirit will move within that and draw these young people closer to God and closer to the church. That's been my prayer, and that's been my hope.
Absolutely. We've seen that with the actual drawing up of the UCAT, which became the official youth catechism for all young people in the church, and particularly with a focus on those attending World Youth Day. We know one is going to be present in the backpacks of every young person. There has been criticism of this catechism, however, from some quarters who say it leads to a certain dumbing down of the faith. But would you agree with a counter-criticism, which is that young people today often do not understand the terminology that is used when explaining or speaking about the church?
You know, I think that it's real important that we meet the kids where they're at. And if they're young people that have those kinds of questions, a simple text may be the best, and it may be the start. Now, is that the end all? Is that the end of it? I hope not. I hope that, you know, this moves them to fuller involvement, and that the church needs to follow up with that, of course, with even more education. I think that's the key. Education is the key, and if it's dumbing down, you know, that then for those that maybe know their faith, I think that might put them off a bit, but you know, I think that if they share that with their peers, that material with their peers, then I think that would have a greater effect. You know, what we see more and more young men that come to us is a real desire for apologetics, that they want to be able to express and describe and defend their faith, and they want to talk to their peers who don't have necessarily understanding that they might have. And so this may give them a tool in ways to defend and describe and express their faith. So I think it's a good thing, actually.
So it's a case of providing young people the tools with which to learn about their faith, but also to speak about their faith. This is something that a lot of people have praised the World Youth Day Initiative for, started, of course, by Blessed John Paul II. He was the first one to really see the need for something to draw or attract young people back to the church. But do you, to a certain extent, think that perhaps World Youth Day is slightly self-referential, given that most of the young people who travel to World Youth Day, if not all the young people who travel to World Youth Day or take part in World Youth Day, are already young people who are committed in the life of the church in their local contexts?
Yeah, I'm not sure that that is a correct assumption. I think that maybe many of them are committed to their faith, but I think that there will be some also who are attracted to just the whole idea of going to Madrid. And my hope is that they will be in a teachable moment when they're there, and certainly the effect of World Youth Day and the experience of the Universal Church, I think, will be a real opportunity for the Holy Spirit to work in their lives and to maybe recommit or commit their lives to the Church as a result. As far as self-referential, I think it's essential. I've been to a lot of youth gatherings here in the United States, and that's why I get that opinion that there will be kids, young people drawn to the World Youth Day that maybe are not necessarily as committed as they could be. And my hope is that they will be even more committed as a result.
Well, this brings me perfectly on, I suppose, to my next question, which is, how do we build on the World Youth Day experience? How do we make sure that it isn't just a flash in the pan, a great week of fun and friendship, and then 2 months down the road, 3 months down the road, when you're back in university, struggling to get through your exams, becomes nothing but a pleasant but distant memory?
You know, I trust in the Holy Spirit to plant seeds of faith in the young people's hearts during this experience. Their openness to come, first of all, and to be present and to participate, I think, will go a long way in enlivening them after the fact. For myself, you know, we will continue to talk about World Youth Day within our vocation promotions, and we try to reach out to kids and to young people where they're at. You know, we do a lot of social media kinds of things. In fact, our pilgrimage to Santiago will be covered on Facebook, for instance. And hopefully that will generate a lot of interest. There's a number of our men in formation did a pilgrimage here in the United States, a six-week walk through Virginia, and they took nothing for themselves and relied on people they met for food and clothing and shelter and whatever they needed. It was a great experience of trusting in the providence of God. Anyway, that generated so much interest and still has. We get buzz from that still on that. And so I'm hoping that World Youth Day will be the same, and that the message that they're not alone and that there is a faith life that is enriching and fulfilling for these young people will be ongoing. That message will be sent out ongoing, even after, long after World Youth Day is over.
Thanks there to Brother Tim Lamb, Vocations Director for the Franciscan Province of St. John the Baptist in Cincinnati, Ohio.